As we continue discussing the sugya about Mazutra and a Maimer eating from the fruit that the Oris Amari Bar Esek brought to him, so Taisus here, the Reamaskal Mar, teaches us that based on this, the halach is someone's not allowed to eat fruit that belongs to someone else without his permission, even though he knows that if his friend was aware that he was eating his fruit, he wouldn't care. Still, particularly since we're learning in our sugya that we paskin here in the Gemara on daf chaf beis on beis like a bayo, that yish loy midas loy have a yish. If you're not aware of the situation, even though if ultimately you were aware of the situation, you would be miyash. But if currently you're not aware of it and of the situation, and because you're not aware of the situation, you're not miyash, the halacha is yish loy midas loy have a yish. Same here, says Taisus, that even though I know that if my friend was aware that I'm by his home and I'm going to be eating from his fruit, he would be very satisfied and okay with it. As long as he doesn't know, I'm not allowed to eat from something that belongs to my friend without his knowledge. And so does the Shulchan Aruch Rav paskin in Chosh Mishpat in Hilchas Metziu Bikodin Sif Dalid. Had Nicholas Lepardus Alginas Chaveroi, somebody enters somebody else's garden. Oslo Luka Perish Lemidas Balim, you're not allowed to take fruit without the owner's awareness. Avishabal Badis Vagina Ho Avoy Vereoi, even though the person owns that field, that garden is my friend, close friend, Ashekanafshoi, Uvada Yismach Vyogo. He'll be very satisfied to know that I'm eating from his fruit. Now he's not aware of that. And a similar situation, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav continues, people should become aware of this halacha. People don't know of this halacha. The Shach, however, in Choshe Mishpat, Simin Shin Nun Ches, Sif Kotten Aleph says, Ilav de Mistafina. If not for the fact that I was concerned, I don't want to argue with a Taisvis, Hayisi Omer Shemutter. And he says, you can't compare the situation that Taisvis discusses to the situation of Yish Lomidas. Why? Because he says like this. Yes, by the situation of Yish Lomidas, which is so extensively discussed in our Gemara here on Daf Chaf Aleph and on Daf Chaf Beis, if the person was aware that he lost the item, he indeed would have been miyash. But why would he be miyash? He would be miyash because he would give up hope. I have no chance of finding this item that was lost. And that's why he's miyash. So therefore the halach is, if lemaisa he was not yet miyash, it's not considered a situation of yish. In our case, it's just the opposite. If the person whose field, whose home I'm going into, would know that I'm here, he would be thrilled that I should eat from him. He's my friend. As the Shulchan Aruch Rav said, Rei Kanafsha, they're very close friends. And therefore the situations are not similar. The Tzois in Simon Reish Tes Sif Kotten Hay quotes the Shach, but he still says, we can't paskin like the Shach, because how can we paskin like a Shach when Taisus clearly disagrees? The Mashag in Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Gimel also, however, does paskin like the Shach, and his reasoning is because we, how can we call? Tosfos says eating from somebody else's food without his permission is like gezel. Says Tosfos, says the Rashad, how can we consider it gezel when we know for sure that the person whose produce I'm eating from is perfectly satisfied with me doing so? So the Paiskim discuss at length this question. What is the halacha? Am I allowed to use or eat from somebody else's produce or somebody else's food or use somebody else's object when I know for sure he doesn't mind? So there's a Gemara that we learn later in our Masechta on that Chof Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara discusses the episode of Mazutra, who was... The Gemara discusses the episode, this one, where there was a person who stole from the Shpiza. Somebody stole from his innkeeper, and they weren't sure who was the person. And Mazutra was able to identify that it was a certain Talmud because he saw that that Talmud wiped his hands in the towel, in the coat, in the garment of someone else. So I saw the Ramasha Klein in the Shaios HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachos Chelik Yud Gimel Simen Nun Bey says that here, where it's clear that I have no permission and I'm ruining the other person's garment, there is absolutely no heter to ever do something like that, even though my intention is to wipe my hands because I need to wipe my hands, even if I'm washing my hands as the mitzvah requires me to wash my hand, I still have never a right to do so. That's something that the Paiskim clearly say. In a situation where a family member, it's not my home, I'm a family member in the home, and somebody comes to the home, he's hungry. So the Paiskim say, the same Shulchan Aruch Rav says that I'm allowed to give this person food to eat. I don't have permission. It's not my food, it's the person whose home this is. You're allowed to give that person, you're still allowed to give an oni food. And the reason he explains is because b'fishikach nogu balabatim. That's the minig, that if somebody comes to my home and he's hungry, I'm allowed to give him food to eat. Moreover, in a situation where what I take is a dvar mitzvah, and not only is it a dvar mitzvah, but it's a dvar mitzvah that won't get ruined by my using it. The classical example is I come to shul and I don't have talis tefillin. And there's in shul, other people have their talis tefillin. So the halacha is, I'm allowed to put on the other person's talis tefillin, provided that I fold it and put it back the way I found it. And not only put it back and fold it in the way I found it, but put it back and fold it and put it back in the place that I found it. The same halacha applies by dalminim. If I come to shul and I don't have my own dalad minim, I could use somebody else's dalad minim as long as I put it back. Why? Because those situations are very different than the situation that Tosfos discusses. Tosfos discusses a situation where I'm using someone else's food, and if I eat up the food won't be here anymore. So I'm not allowed to eat that food without permission. Here, the esrog will still be here after I use it. The towels and tefillin will still be here after I use them, and therefore, I'm permitted to use it. However, the Paiskim say two caveats. That if I know that the person doesn't want anybody to use his dalaminim, or if I know that the person, that I shouldn't use it, if I know the person doesn't want anybody to use his esrog, or if I know that the person doesn't want anybody to use his talus and tefillin, then I have no permission to use that talus and tefillin. And then the Paiskim also make another important caveat. They say, if it's possible for me to notify the individual that I'm using his talus tefillin and I'm using his esrog, then the halacha is that, of course, I should do so. The only time I don't have to do so is in a situation where I don't have an option. But if I can notify the person, I have no right to use his object without his permission. The Paiskim are also somewhat more lenient in a situation where a person, it's not what the Shulchan Aruch Rav said, but they're a little more lenient in a situation where the person whose object I'm using, or food, well, object they're using, we anyway just said is more lenient, whose food I'm eating is a very close friend of mine who I'm certain would be perfectly fine, I could be a little more lenient. In a place where the minig is that people eat from each other's food, common situation are people who are in the same room in a dormitory, where it's very common that the friends in the room, they let each other share their food. So even if my friend is not here, my roommate is not here, that I can ask him for the food, if the minig is that they always share, we could be more lenient. Very much along the same line that we quoted the Shulchan Aruch Rav in our earlier in the shir, that the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that in a situation where somebody comes, I'm allowed to give him tzedakah, because that's the minig. So too here, if the minig is that roommates who are in the same room allow each other to take from each other's food and then they'll straighten out at the end, then even though he's not there, you don't have express permission, you could still take that food.